Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the authority, particularly the authority that is God, and how He has given the Bible says, all authority in heaven and on earth to His Son, Jesus. But we're also talking and praying this week, not just about the authority that Jesus has, but what that means to us and how we live and operate under His authority, but also with the various levels of authority which exist in our life, either that we have over others or that others have over us, recognizing that all of that belongs under the authority of God. And so today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week talking and praying about the authority to judge. John 5, verse 27 says, "And He, that is God, has given Him authority to judge because He is the Son of Man." We often make judgments, discernments. We call it a variety of things. The difficulty when we talk about this subject of authority to judge is we have one word for it, judge. The Bible talks about discernment. It talks about condemnation. It talks about judging and not judging and judging rightly. And we kind of assume it's all talking about the same thing, but in reality, there's those judgments that we make that ought to be right, that ought to be godly, that ought to be based on God's word, that, well, are about our life. It's about how we interact with others. It's about how we live. It's not about condemnation. It's not about final judgment. It's not about our determining whether someone is right with God or not. We are told to judge or discern the fruits, to understand if what the life is producing is consistent with a life in Christ or not, and not so that we condemn, but so that we love and help and correct and rebuke and encourage and share the gospel. But the Bible says that this authority to judge has been given to Jesus because He is the Son of Man. He is God becoming one of us. And it's authority given because He understands. He can judge rightly because He's God. He can judge rightly because He knows. We're without excuse. Oftentimes when we get caught doing something by somebody that we don't believe is anything like us, our first response is, "You just don't understand." And sometimes that may be a fair comment. It may not be meaningful in the conversation, but it might be fair. But with Jesus being given the authority to judge, the Bible makes it clear that we have no grounds to stand on with the excuse that He doesn't understand. In fact, the Bible says Jesus was tempted in every way that we are, and yet without sin. And so He judges with righteousness, with justice, with mercy and grace, from a heart of understanding that knows the difficulties we experience, that knows the good things we experience. But it's important to remember that the authority to judge has been given to Jesus in this sense of condemnation and this sense of final judgment, because that means it's not been given to us. And sometimes we look at people, we interact with people, we know people, and their life may have exhibited a pattern of disobedience to God that we kind of write them off. And we think they're a hopeless cause. Sometimes we reach a point in our life that we write ourselves off. And we begin to listen to the lies of the enemy that whisper and yell in our ears that you're not worth it. God can't love you after that. And those things aren't true, but we believe them because the enemy is so convincing, and because our guilt and shame adds into the fuel, not just of the enemy, but many times of other people. And all of a sudden, we lose sight of the fact that Jesus is the one with the authority to say whether we're worth it or not. Guess what? He says you're worth it. He says you were worth dying for. Even in your sins, it's not that you were worth dying for when you became good enough. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. To show the full extent of his love, he took on the lowest of tasks at a gathering meal with his disciples and washed their feet. The one who has the authority to judge desires that we repent, we come to him, we experience his love, we find comfort in his judgments. We often think of the one who judges as the one who's trying to catch us doing something wrong, the one that's trying to trip us up. But that's not Jesus as judge. Jesus continually calls us in the midst of our sin and says, come out of that. He makes it clear there is a final judgment where, well, time runs out. But God says that he is patient. He is long-suffering. He endures much because he's not willing, not desiring, not wanting anyone to perish, but that everyone would come to repentance and faith in his son Jesus. And so the one with the authority to judge is the one who, by his power, by his spirit, makes us able to withstand the final judgment, that makes it so that our life would reflect Jesus, that we would be welcomed home in that final day with well done, good and faithful servant. You see, God's desire is one who understands, is that we would come to know him. And we would live, as we've talked about already this week, as one set free, because the Son himself has set us free. Can you imagine getting in a traffic accident? Running a red light, perhaps, hitting someone, and encountering a person in the other vehicle that is just so filled with compassion and love and mercy, genuinely says, don't worry about it. I can see you didn't mean to. I can see that you're sorry. I can see that you're going to change the way that you drive and the way that you act. And so I forgive you. And yet the system still does its things and you wind up in court for a ticket that you got. And you discover sitting on the bench across from you a judge who just happens to be the one that you hit. The one that's already expressed forgiveness and mercy. Now, I don't know about you. Your heart may sink, thinking this guy knows everything. My heart would be relieved, knowing this guy has already forgiven me. And I think sometimes we forget that the one who has the authority to judge is the one who has chosen to forgive. The one who calls us to righteousness. Who calls us to respond to his forgiveness with an obedience and with a love. I'm thankful for a God who knows I'm at fault. And because I've called out to him, I've put my faith in his son, Jesus, the one with authority to judge is not the one I'm terrified of. And so today, as we pray, first off, we remember we're not the judge. We're not the jury. We're not the executioner. We're not the one in charge. But the one who is loves us greatly. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be right with you because you've given us your Son, Jesus, the one with authority to judge. And Father, I do pray that each one of us hearing these words this morning would have completely put our faith in Jesus, accepted his forgiveness, his cleansing, his grace and mercy, knowing that we deserved the punishment that he took upon himself. And so his judgment is good and right. But doesn't have to be based on what we've done. It can be based on what he's done. And so, God, help us to choose that option. And help us to convey that to the people around us who continue to live in fear, who continue to live under the penalty of the law, because they've not turned to Jesus for his payment, for his cleansing, for his power within their life. So God, may we not be the ones who condemn others. May we make right judgments in the things that we need to discern. And may that judgment involving others always be based out of love and compassion, the desire to see the best for them, so that all of us would be found faithful on that day when judgment does take place. And may we lift up Jesus as the one who overcomes and as the one who calls us to himself, as the one who makes us able to stand, so that as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.